Who could be the boss? Look up to the cross, stranded in the land of the lost. Standing up, I'm sideways. I'm blazing up the path, running on the highways of rap. Choked up by the smoke and the charcoal. Lava stamps and brands me like a barcode. I'm dashing all the media strikes. I keep the media dykes. It's reinforcement for the fight. And that alone will keep John Gotti on the phone. I'm tangled in the zone, I got the bees on the track. Where the fuck you at?
The cow.
Let me hear your pigeons run your mouth now.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 28 of Breaking In. Super Bowl Sunday.
Woot.
Football. So, we had a couple of things that we want to talk about today, but I kind of want to start with, you and I had sort of an interesting discussion yesterday, and I think it's actually, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Why us? Why should anyone listen to us?
It's free.
Well, it's free. That does help. But I mean, obviously you feel like we're giving information that is key to finding some success.
Actually, more than that, mm-hmm. I think that you are going to take advice wherever you get it. Mm-hmm. When you have a baby for the first time, you read every book there is. Mm-hmm. You don't do everything every book says. You pick and choose what is going to work for you as a parent, as a writer. You're going to hear a shitload of advice. What sounds right to you? What resonates with you? What seems like it could work for you?
Right.
That's all. I mean,
and I mean, we've never been dishonest about our situation.
Nope.
Where we're at. We gotta, you know, as much as this show is about trying to break into the industry, we're doing the same thing too. So,
yes. If we were already in the industry, we wouldn't be doing this podcast. If we were already big and made it, we wouldn't be on this podcast.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, I do actually kind of like.
Yeah, down. But we'd have advertisers.
Yes, we'd be making money off of this.
We'd be Kevin Smith.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But that does raise an interesting point because, you know, whether I guess technically I'm in the industry. Yes, I have never sold a screenplay, but I also do work on the development side of things. So scripts do come across my desk and I do get information and so on and so forth. And it's not like I'm not writing and dealing with managers and dealing with agents.
Correct.
And dealing with taking notes. So I feel like we have the door halfway open.
Right.
And so it's just about us reporting.
Nobody has to take our advice is all we're saying. You don't have to take our advice. If it sounds like it rings true to you.
Right.
Take the advice.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to add a little amendment to that, that there's a lot of things that we say that you should probably listen to.
Yeah.
Whether it sounds good or not.
Yeah.
You should probably listen to us. I just had a conversation with Sammy, longtime friend of the show. Sammy's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, again, every time I talked to him, he was telling me writer horror stories. And it's these things that, you know, here's why you should listen to us, actually. Let's just put it this way. We talk to a lot of people.
Okay.
We know a lot of people. And they're, for whatever various reasons, they don't have the ability to voice their frustrations. So what ends up happening is a lot of people talk about shit behind the scenes and we're their voice.
Right.
You know, we're reporting back what we hear.
And not everybody gets the opportunity to ask a manager, what's the most annoying thing one of your clients... You know what? Not everybody gets to do that.
Right.
You know, an agent, a producer, whatever. What is a hindrance? What is great from a writer? We ask those questions. Not everybody is out there going to ask producers, tell me the most annoying thing about writers. Then nobody asks that.
And I think part of the reason why we ask that is because that's just kind of who we are.
Yeah.
We
don't want to make those mistakes.
Yeah.
We would like to know what not to do.
I think there's a lot of things that it's fair to say, from given most of the stories that we've heard, we wouldn't have done those things in
anyway,
the first place.
Yeah, I know. Agreed.
I mean, here's a perfect situation. I mentioned it last week. It's now February. We sent out two scripts to managers and agents in November. Haven't heard shit from shit. And okay, so we could be the annoying types and start calling people up and.
Or worse, start forget about nagging. Those people and move on and give it to somebody else and have it go to get to them via somebody else.
Right.
Which is, I think, looks bad, but.
Right. But we're not doing that. I mean, we're in the process of writing stuff. We're going to talk about it in a second. But
we moved on.
Yeah. You're writing something now for the first time. And I want to talk to you about that. But just to finish up this discussion, I'm working on the next thing. And, you know, it's great that those two scripts are done, but we're building the package.
Right.
And
we're not putting all of our eggs in. This one script is it. And this is it. This one script, it's all we got. That's what we're going to put out there. It has to hit because that's all we got.
Well,
that's
and I
stupid.
I think the other thing, too, is one of the things I kind of sort of lied there a couple of minutes ago. We did hear back from one person.
Right.
And I think that, and this will probably seem like an obvious answer, but you also have to find, it's not just about finding a manager. It's about finding a manager who believes in your work, who can turn around and knows what to do with it and where to take it. So there's a lot of things that, you know, lightning has to strike.
In many places
all at the same time.
For it
time.
To work, yeah.
Right, in order for it to work. So that guy was a fan of my writing. He just wasn't a fan of what we came up with.
Right.
So, okay, that's fair enough. No harm, no foul. That makes total sense. So, yeah. I don't know.
You know, I feel like that we're doing a justifying ourselves kind of thing just because of the comments that we read from this one fucktard reader.
Yeah, we did get some.
I want to say he probably listened to us once or whatever and said, and I don't even remember what show he listened to.
It's not necessarily justifying. I mean, I guess there is a little bit of justification going on, but we do have street cred, people. I mean, we're not just sitting here blabbing.
You don't have to listen to... This is free.
Yes.
You don't have to listen. If you don't like it, if you don't agree with it, if you don't feel like you're getting anything out of it, stop listening.
There are plenty of other screenwriting podcasts out there.
Oh, a gazillion.
So, whatever.
Yes. Okay.
Moving on. I was thinking, you know... Well, actually, so let's talk about... writing.
Okay.
You are, for the very first time, going off on your own, a little baby writer. And you have decided to tackle an idea that you and I have talked about for quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now.
Almost a year.
And just haven't, you know, it's just one of those things where it's keeps getting swept under the rug because other things come up and so on and so forth. So we came up with this plan that we were gonna divide and conquer, and you were gonna tackle
that one.
And you wanted to because it's
near and dear to my heart.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
What I do.
So before we get into my comments about your first pages, let's talk to baby writer. How's it feel? What are you learning?
Well, I kind of feel like. You know, and I know that I've said this to you before, and I don't think you got what I was saying, so maybe it isn't the same for you. But I read a lot of Stephen King, everything he ever wrote, but I also listen to his writing books. He talks about how his method of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, it's very organic. He starts writing and kind of, he doesn't even know where his character's going.
Right.
They just go there, and he's very... At the end of the story, he can be very surprised who gets killed off.
Right.
He's like, oh, had no idea that was going to happen. And I kind of feel like that's what's happening. Like, as I... The story that we've originally talked about that I'm writing is nothing like what I'm writing.
Right.
How we thought of it originally.
Right.
And that's kind of accidental. As I start telling the story, it seems to go that way. And I'm okay with that. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it seems, as much as I hate final draft, which is my biggest bane, if Manny would have let me just do this in Word and then he goes fixes it in final draft, that would be great. But using final draft, that's a hindrance for me.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So speak. Why is it a hindrance?
I was telling you the first day. I'm in page one.
I know you told me. Tell them.
As I'm going to say, I told you day one, I felt like it was hindering me from flowing the story smoothly out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had to stop and go, okay, is this a scene heading? Action. I don't know. Is this parenthetic? Is that what's supposed to go here? Well, you know what I mean?
In all fairness, you would have had to do that in Word, too. I mean...
Yeah, I would have just vomited it on Word. I would have just literally just...
And I just want to tell the story. I would not have cleaned that up.
Well, either way, that I'm saying. So that's the learning curve for me. Yes, it didn't take that long. I'm a programmer, so it's not that big of a deal. But it does give me pause while I'm writing. Like, if I'm in the middle of a... Oh my God, this is a great scene! Blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait a minute. Should this be... Wait a minute, is this character speaking? No, it should be a... Is this action? I think it might be action. So it literally stops me from finishing my thought on page.
Right. So just to kind of go back a little bit, what I think is fascinating is, you know, our working relationship has always been you're kind of the brains, I'm kind of the brawn. Mm-hmm. Like, I do the physical writing out. But I mean, in all reality, most of the ideas come from you, or at least you mold my stupid ideas into genius. So the fact that you've never actually, I mean, you know story, you know script, you know, from a developing side, you know all of that, but having taking these ideas and putting them on the page, what I actually found interesting in reading your pages, and I mentioned this to you yesterday at brunch, is like newbie screenwriters, I used to do it. It's like there's this list of the same mistakes that we all make.
Which I've been trying to avoid, by
right.
the way.
Right, and
because I know them.
And, right, you know them, but it's in order to get to actually doing it is so much, so different. And sometimes, I can say honestly for me, that sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it. And you just keep... And this is what...
Do you think that hinders the creative process, though? Worrying about technicalities in your script as you're trying to get an idea out on paper?
No. No, I mean, it doesn't for me, but I have it's fair to say that I'm pretty technical when it comes to actually constructing a sentence.
That's not what I'm talking about, but okay, whatever. Wait, constructing a sentence? No, I can construct a sentence also.
No, but I mean properly for screenplay.
Correct.
That's what I meant.
He doesn't go to open the door.
Right.
He opens things the like door. That. Right, yeah. Exactly. So.
but I mean, like, okay, so dealing with the scene heading and for the first time, and I know that's your biggest problem. So I want to talk about one of the mistakes that you made that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And so it was, you got into novel writing. Mm-hmm.
Huge block.
And you knew you did it.
I did.
Because you
I said, look at that. Disgusting.
First of all, you called me and told me you did it. then you showed it to me, and without reading a single word, I just looked at the page and I was like, oh, no, that's not right.
You can't do that.
But when I actually read what you had written, the writing was really good, but what you had done was you had taken this character and you moved him through this building from room to room to room to room to room without...
In one sentence.
Several sentences.
Yeah,
but
still,
I mean, without scene headings.
Right.
And so what you had there was fine. It just needed to be broken up properly.
Right.
And that is, I could tell that you had gotten to a certain point where, fuck the rules, I just want to get
I need to get these ideas out.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've already established that just do it however you want to do it, and then we'll go back and fix it.
Yeah.
Kind of a cute thing. Cheryl has their... Well, the idea is, you know, five students go into a house. Let's just put it that way. And Cheryl has not given any of the characters names.
I don't care.
It's literally not.
For me, right now, it's not a part of the story.
But here's what's funny, because it actually is part of the story, sort of. Because, okay, so it's student one, student two, all the way through student five. And you literally have one character asking another character, like, where's student five? in the dialogue.
I know, I can go change that in one fell swoop in Final Draft.
I know.
I'm not worried about it at all.
Which is why I was like, just go ahead and do it however you want to do it, and we'll go back and fix it. But, and then you're telling me at brunch, I'm like, okay, so I asked you, just out of curiosity, why are you doing the student? Well, I don't really know. And your answer was, I really don't know what my characters are, but I know two of them are girls, one of them's Asian.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, well, then why don't you just do that if you know that already? But for whatever reason...
And what did I say? Why was I waiting?
Because you didn't know...
I was waiting for the characters to do what they were going to do, and then I can give them a backstory based on that.
Right. Which is... So you're kind of doing it Bass backwards.
Yes, I am.
And which is... Hey, you know what? Whatever.
It's working.
You know... Yeah, it's working. You haven't slowed down. Just get it out. Vomit draft.
If I had to stop and sit there and go, okay, his name is what? And what is his backstory? That would slow me down so much right now. Because I know what the story should be. The people almost don't even marry. It's the story right now. I will fit the people in where they need to be.
I'm actually in the middle of writing two different scripts. And the second script, sort of the side project, if you will, script B... I haven't touched in a couple of weeks, maybe even more than that, because I've been working on script A. It's more important for me to get script A done. So script B, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of tired of A. Let me flip to B and let's crank out some pages. And I couldn't remember all of the characters' names. And I had to go back and be like, oh, right, Garrett, that was his name. And let's pick up where we left off. I knew story-wise where I was.
And see, I know student one is a girl.
Right.
I know that already. I'm not naming her Sue yet. Okay? That's what I think.
Hey, whatever. But okay, the most important part is, you know, I think we're being light, and no one... This works for you. I'm not telling anyone that anyone should
not
ever write a...
suggesting this.
No.
I'm going to even go one step worse that you're going to hate. I probably won't even show it to you when I do it, but I'm ready to jump to the end of the story. It's stuck in my head.
Okay,
the idea now, of how this is going
for,
to end, it's stuck
the,
in my head.
For the record, I have been told many times that... well, if you're having trouble with this...
Skip ahead. Yeah.
And my biggest thing is I can't start writing without knowing how it's going to open. And also, when I usually always know what the ending is. So, but the hardest part is connecting how it starts and how it ends.
I totally agree. Yeah, I have all these pieces in my mind, and I'm like, I don't know how to make them.
You fill
connect.
It in,
yeah.
Right? To fill it in, I've been told many a times, go write your ending, and then
really,
and then yeah, and then fill in, connect the dots.
Huh.
I can't do that. I am such a linear person. I can't even skip ahead a scene, and go back. You know, for example, when I was writing Run. I shut down for 2 months because we could not figure out
how to get that guy out of the bank. Yeah.
And I knew exactly what was going to happen when he got out of the bank. I knew the ending. I knew everything. It was all in my head, and I could not write it down until I figured out how to get him out of the bank. And so for 2 months, we talked and talked and talked and
see, and I have no problem skipping ahead. I have no
which
problem.
Is fine. So go do that. The point I want to make of how you're doing this is that you are not doing this, and it's very important that we stress this. You're not doing this. You're not going to put this vomit draft down and then all of a sudden be like, let's go to a pitch fest and start pitching this.
No.
You know that there is an extreme amount of work ahead of you after you even do this.
I foresee at least through... I'm going to go back through. Obviously, I give all the characters personalities.
Right. You're going to fill in the stuff.
That's going to be one. And then I got to go back and the detail of the scene that I skipped over because I know what the scene looks like in my head. So right. I just wanted to get it down on paper, blah, 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 blah. Nobody else can see it.
Right.
So I'm going to have to go back and put a lot of detail in. So.
Right.
And, which is fine. So at least three times.
And then, it comes to me.
And I'll rewrite based on that.
Format and so forth and change, you know, like, right. Because right now you're doing a couple of things of writing what the characters think and feel.
Yeah. And it should be action. Not...
Right. So, you know, going in and cleaning that up. So, I mean, you're undergoing this. The next 6 to 8 months is nothing but constantly working and building and molding. Mm-hmm. And you know this going in. Because at the end of the day, you do know script, story, so on and so forth. So,
and Manny knows I'm very brief. He's like, this shouldn't be more than 90 pages. And I laugh going, I could write this fucker in 30. I can get the whole story out in 30.
Yeah,
it won't be a lot of detail, but that's how that is how I speak.
And no dialogue either.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, just like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Done. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go back and put a shitload of detail to get it past 30 pages, I imagine.
Right. But again, you know...
I do.
You know what?
I killed my first person by page 10. Pretty happy about that. By accident.
Yeah, probably should be around page 30.
No. How many times do we talk about a movie that nothing fucking happens?
Okay.
You're watching it for 30 minutes and nothing. The movie that goes, boom, I'm dead in the first 5 minutes. What the fuck? Then you're starting from the get-go.
Okay.
Yeah, no. 10, kill your first person.
Right.
By all means.
Yeah, so you're doing that. We're also... So the last thing I kind of want to touch on is we are coming up on pitch fest season. I think this is probably going to be the last go-around for us in terms of attending pitch fest. And we're going to be perfectly honest with you. The only reason... Oh, and by the way, you're going to all of them. We're doing this for the show. And this
Why?
Is going to be the last...
So you guys want to hear the same shit we said last year? You
guys want to hear funny.
The same... That is the problem with Pitch Fest. That we've met all the people. All the people that go to Pitch Fest are the same people. We are familiar with those people.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, blah, blah, blah. And... everything that happens at Pitch Fest is the same exact thing over and over and over and over again. It's the bad dressers. It's the bad speakers. It's the bad scripts. It's the a la carte. It's the...
Yeah.
I got nothing new to say. I mean, literally, if something new comes up, we can discuss it. Other than that, there's no point in discussing Pitch Fest.
Well, one of the points that is we should be discussing is I think that we should do a... kind of breaking in
documentary. We were gonna do that, right?
Oh yeah.
Kind of a...
that gets weird with licensing issues.
Yeah, it does. Nobody lets us do that.
yeah, but I did try to shoot at Great American Pitch Fest, and I got permission to shoot, and we were kind of shooting, but it didn't work very well. But I think what we should do is kind of like a breaking in sponsored, like afternoon. Like what not to do at a pitch fest and like maybe house it somewhere, like not the full panel that we're talking about, but just like come in and pitch and we'll say no, don't do that or do more of that. Or
shouldn't that be in the morning, not in the afternoon?
Pitch? No, I'm talking about doing it like, okay, pitch the first pitch fest is in I think April. or May. So I'm talking about doing it in like March, and like this is your preparation for like this is in preparation for the season.
Awesomely, if we could do this, if people could actually come to us prior to them pitching anybody else, come to us first.
This is what I'm talking about.
Come to us first before you hit. Okay, it starts at 9, so come here and tell me your pitch. Oh God, don't say that.
Right. That's what I want to do. Oh, I think we okay. should. I think we should try to.
Months before. I'm talking the day of.
Oh, the day of.
You are about to go. 9 o'clock. This starts. You people ready? Let me hear what you got. Don't say that. Okay, now you can say that. Go. Yes, run with that. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how we would do that. Or maybe the night before. Pitch Fests are usually a weekend event.
I also want to play the other side of the table. I kind of want to go around and pitch and see what people are like.
Oh, the executive?
Yeah.
I know how I'm like, and I wouldn't want to pitch to me.
I would pitch to you in a second. I have no problem with that. I would have no problem with that.
When I'm sitting there with my arms crossed, looking at my phone,
yep.
looking like a dick.
Yeah. Absolutely. No. I want to see the people that give me really stupid advice. You don't give stupid advice.
That's true.
It's the person who says, where's your one sheet? Why don't you have...
They don't really want to be the people that don't really want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What advice do you give me that I can say, wow, you're an asshole, and I can tell you you're an asshole, because that's bad advice.
Maybe we should do that.
Mm-hmm. A mole.
Yeah, you should do that. Because I can't do that.
No, you can't do that. I could do it, totally.
And then what you should do is, you know what? Plenty of people do that whole manager thing where, like, I'm representing so-and-so.
Don't make me Google you.
Well, no. But you could go around and
you're
pitch.
Right.
You
I should... will write down everything somebody says to me and tells me.
And at the same time, you should be pitch and run.
Oh, God. It's all about you, Manny. All about you. How would I pitch my movie?
Pitch your movie. And then they'll be like, give me the script. And you'll be like, I'll give it to you in 6 months when it's done.
No, I'll say I can only release the first 10 pages. Sorry.
First 10 pages.
Sorry. That's what you will take.
Because
that's all I have written. But I won't tell them that.
As your partner, do not release those first 10 pages. What is student one? Who the fuck is student one?
What is that like? Kind of fucked up school names their kids student one. Everybody has numbers. They're branded.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's figure out. If anyone out there...
Yeah, has a good idea. I mean, I think that's a good idea. We just literally just pulled that out of our butt, by the way, so...
Yeah, so if anybody has a way and is interested in...
Thinks that that's a good idea.
Getting together with us prior to a pitch fest.
That too, yes. And then Cheryl being a mole.
Oh, yeah, and Cheryl being... Well, no, we're going to do that for the show anyway.
We should do that.
We should just do that for the show. Because you're absolutely right. I've heard stories from writer friends,
yes.
But I've never experienced it.
We've had people at the pitch fest who come to pitch to us. Uh-huh. We say something, they went, oh my God, this guy down there told me. And we're looking at them going,
well, don't do
oh
that.
My God, why would he say that?
Right.
He's obviously a waiter. Don't listen to him.
Oh, we're so doing this. This is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I'm kind of psyched about that.
It would be fun. We've done so much investigating on our side of the table
from
writers.
It's not fair.
And we have not done any investigation. Agreed. And I've heard some very douchey... Look, at Inktip, I've had to sit next to a couple extremely douchey executives. Ugh,
me too.
So... Oh my God,
I have.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you've sat next to two very lovely executives who are still our friends today.
They are. They are. And then you get the douche person.
Speaking of, totally cutting you guys out, sorry. But was talking to Juan. He's cutting the Super Bowl ad for Star Trek. Ugh. That's what he was working on this past week.
Sweet.
And he said that scheduling ended up not working. But J.J. Abrams almost came in to check out what he was doing.
Aww.
And he was supposed to, and then schedules.
Something happened,
and he couldn't come in, whatever. Aww. So, but yes, and we met Juan at a pitch fest.
Agreed. Good contact.
Yes.
awesome, good friend. Awesome guy. Now, so.
Okay, so coming up next week, we have a pretty kind of exciting show because, number one, I'm having lunch on the Warner Brothers lot on Thursday to talk about some projects, which is very exciting. So hopefully there something will
happen.
Yeah, something will happen, or I'll see somebody cool. So we'll be able to talk about that next week. But more importantly, we are going to the Final Draft Screenwriting Awards on Thursday. Our first award ceremony.
Red carpet.
Red carpet. More like a...
throw rug. We decided. A red throw rug.
There will
it
be,
might be pink, even. Who knows?
There will be. I've been told there's possibly going to be a red carpet there. Not that we will be important enough to actually walk in.
They'll let us in the back door.
The last time, I went to an event that supposedly had a red carpet, we were not allowed to walk down it. It was reserved for celebrities. And by celebrities, I mean the guy who played Oompa Loompa in Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, what, he can go and I can't? Come on.
Yeah, we're not as well. You just quoted his movie.
That's true.
And we can't quote yours, Manny.
One day, motherfucker. So, yes, we're going. Lawrence Kasdan is the lifetime honoree, whatever. And so we will be meeting writers, producers, managers, agents. And hopefully have some, look, anytime we go to an event like this, we generate content.
Yes, and my mission, I don't know if I told you this yet.
Uh-oh.
My mission is to see how many people I can gather out on whatever main boulevard we're on.
Don't finish the sentence.
To drag them out and get high with me.
There
oh,
we go.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, child of the 70s. Fuck y'all. Whatever. I will tell you who I got high with at the final draft.
No, you will not.
Okay, I will not tell you that. That's stupid. Right, of course I won't tell you that.
Yeah, so we have plenty next week to talk about. So, yeah. But more, but even more important than that, fucking Super Bowl. So
and I got guests.
I know. People are starting to show up.
I burned my cornbread.
Doing the damn podcast.
Fucker.
See what we do for you people?
I know. Burnt cornbread.
All right, let's go watch football.
Let's do it.
All right. Is that your football?
Yeah, isn't that the...
You're such a girl.
Right? Did the tits give it away? I don't know. How'd you know?
I hope they score a goal. What inning is it?
Oh, no. I'm going to come up with better saying than that.
Great. Okay, so that's our show for this week.
Wow, he really lobbed that ball.
What?
Lobbed that ball.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to use that one. Okay.
Please
sorry.
Don't. Can we end the show now?
Yes.
All right. Peace out, people. We're going to go watch some football. Oh, so I didn't.
Oh, my God. He stole my ending tagline. What the fuck?
No. For this week.
I will take $5.
So for breaking in this week, I'm Manny.
Cheryl.
Until next week.
Peace out.
Hey, wait up. Where you guys going? You're not recording, are you? Are you?